Can an ancient Jewish prophet open mysteries to understand what is happening to our world right now? Yes. Well, my friend Mark Biltz is here, and Mark is a pastor. He's also a Jewish believer in the Messiah, like myself, but he has such a unique gift for Bible teaching. The supernatural started out with you at a young age. You were in the eighth grade, and you bumped into an angel. What happened?
Yes, it was unbelievable. I had run away from home. And so I had my little pillow and sleeping bag and backpack, and I was out in this wooded area by a highway. And my sister, a year older, my brother, a year younger, were out calling, looking for me. And I was crying out to God, saying, what should I do? Should I tell him where I'm at or not? And I heard this booming voice. I mean, like a police megaphone. And it sounded like my dad's voice.
So it was really audible.
It was audible. And it said, Mark, tell the kids where you are. And this happened three times. So finally, I told them. They came running over. And then out of nowhere, we all agree had to be an angelic person. This is a small town of 800 people. Everybody knows everybody. It's 10 o'clock at night. And this young man comes up and he says, can I be of any help? And my sister says, no, everything's fine. He's going to go home. And the being said, well, home is where Mark belongs. We had never seen him before. No one knew who he was. We'd never seen him again. And it was quite...
And it wasn't your father with the booming voice.
The booming... My dad was crippled. He couldn't go anywhere. I thought he was in a police car or something, and he stayed at home. It was just my sister and brother.
I'm curious. At that time, did you realize it was an angel?
When we got home, we all talked about it. We all thought it had to be an angel because none of us knew him.
But you do so many unique things as you study the Bible. For instance, you'll take an individual book of the Bible and actually put it in chronological order. Why do you do that?
Well, for me, it's to help me understand it. When I was reading the book of Jeremiah, I found it was just all messed up. So I decided to put it in order so I could make sense of it and realize, as I compared it to other prophetic books, wow, it painted a big picture.
Mark, when you put things in chronological order, you find that history actually repeats itself.
Oh my goodness, yes, the same patterns. It's all about the pattern. And the patterns that happened in Jeremiah day is also happening in our day. And when you put the patterns together, you can tell what's coming.
You find even patterns in the warnings.
Oh, definitely. Just like what's fascinating is God's people in that day, they were not serving God. They wanted nothing to do with him. And he would write warnings. Jeremiah would be writing warnings that they need to repent. And yet at the same time, they were totally ignoring God's warnings.
Well, actually, there are such similarities in Jeremiah compared to today. Tell me, what are some of the similarities?
Well, one of the similarities that I think of is Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, where the Lord is standing at the door knocking. That's not the door of an unbeliever. That's the door of the church. And it's like God is standing outside the church knocking on the door, and they're saying in Revelation, leave us alone, we're having church. They didn't even know God was missing.
Well, there's a scripture that talks about these patterns repeating themselves, I believe, in Ecclesiastes.
Yes, it's chapter 1, verse 9. And that's where it talks about basically that which has happened is that which will happen again. There's nothing new under the sun.
So by doing this research, I have to believe that you know that you can have a leg up on what's happening in society since history keeps repeating. Even the Bible says that history keeps repeating.
That's right. God declared the end from the beginning. So if you really want to know the end of the matter, you have to look at the beginning and the pattern.
As we said, in Jeremiah's day, it was lawlessness like we have today. There were a few things.
Yes. Yeah. Total lawlessness, chaos, total political upheaval, social unrest. One of the amazing things to me is revealed in Matthew 24, where it talks about how nation will rise against nation. Mm-hmm. Really, that's ethnic group will rise against ethnic group.
That makes a big difference.
And when you look at what's happening today with the ethnic groups rising against ethnic group, total parallel. This is what we have to understand.
So do you believe that that is that is actually what went on in Jeremiah's day?
Oh, you bet. Oh, yeah. There was even fights between the rich and the poor. It was both totally social unrest in every area.
Now, you live in Seattle, Washington, where all that stuff is going on. Now, you found in these patterns that God always warns before judgment.
He always brings warning before judgment because He's not willing that any should perish. But the problem is so often, and the amazing thing, the warnings usually are to His people. It's not, God is more upset at His people turning against Him than the heathen turning against Him.
Well, doesn't it say judgment begins at the house of God?
Exactly. That's exactly what it says. And so God always wants to deal with His people first. And we see that again in Revelation where He's dealing with the seven churches. That's who He deals with before He deals with the nations.
When we return, Mark will reveal some of the warnings to the nations that are happening right now from the book of Jeremiah. Be right back. Hello, YouTube Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. Now, Mark must really, really relate to the prophet Jeremiah, especially when you found out his eating habits were the same eating habits that Mark had.
That is so funny. But yeah, when you compare again Jeremiah to Revelation, the Apostle John was given a scroll and told to eat God's words, all right? And he says it was sweet in his mouth and bitter in his belly. Well, that's the same thing that happened with Ezekiel in Jeremiah's time. He also was given the scroll of the word of the Lord and told to eat it as well. And then we find Jeremiah also. It says he also ate the word of God, you know? And so we need to realize, if we want to really understand these last days, we need to be feeding on the Word of God. Too often,
you mean by eating.
Yes, really ingesting it.
How do you ingest it?
Well, to me, it's I read all the time. And it's not so much memorizing. It's just like a computer. If you get it in, God can pull it out. Revelation comes alive. Living revelation will come if you eat the Word of God. The most important example I can give was when I had a gun at my head. A robber was ready to blow my head off, and he told me to lay down face on the floor. Well, my mind was fight or flight, but all of a sudden, the Word of the Lord came into my mind, and He brought back something I had read from Proverbs chapter 2. And here the guy says, lay down on the floor. And because I had eaten the Word of God, the verse came up that says, when sudden fear comes upon you, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, it will be sweet. And that was God speaking to me.
And so your mind would not know anything like that. But it came because you ate the Word and it came right out of your spirit.
Exactly. Well,
but here's the big question. That's wonderful for Mark. Well, what about me? What about that?
Well, I think if they eat the Word of God, God will bring revelation to them. It depends. Do they treat the Word of God like their worst tasting vegetable, or do they treat it like the best tasting dessert? And we need to just love the Word of God and jump into it and ask God for revelation and to bring it back up when we need it, because it is an ever-present help in time of need. But you have to eat it and ingest it for God to bring it back out.
So feed your spirit every day, three meals a day, at least. What warnings to the nations did you find as you decoded the prophet Jeremiah?
Well, there's a couple of different warnings. One of them, there are several chapters where he's warning all these different nations that they better submit to Nebuchadnezzar, because that is the person that God had put in charge. But the biggest warnings was he was warning all the nations on how they treat the nation of Israel. And if they don't treat the nation of Israel right, they're in big trouble. As a matter of fact, God says that after the 70 years of captivity, where he punished Israel, he's going to turn around and judge all the nations on how they treated Israel. And so it's very important that we realize God is still in covenant with the Jewish people.
In other words, people look at it as just history, but that is a reality today and forever.
Of course. Matter of fact, in Jeremiah 31 with the new covenant and other places, God says his covenant will never leave. As long as their sun and the moon is there, his covenant won't be broken with Israel.
And what about another thing that a lot of people talk about, the Islamic radicals and the two-state solution?
Oh, exactly. A lot of that pertains to the book of Jeremiah. And today, God said he's going to come against every nation that tries to part his land. And so we, the nations, had better pay attention to that.
And who is Babylon today?
That's a great question. A lot of people ask me that. Is Babylon a religion? Is Babylon a political system? Is Babylon a location? Well, as you very well know, there could be 70 different layers. I think it could be a political system, a religious system, and it's mostly just fleeing idolatry.
And what about the smart arrows?
Oh, I thought that was interesting. When you read Jeremiah, it talks about after the 70 years, God's going to come against Babylon. And it basically it says they will have like expert arrows from an expert man. And I think it was interesting back in 91 when everyone came against Iraq, they had smart bombs, missiles that were like arrows. And so I think it's very interesting how prophetic God is in letting us know what's coming.
You know what? I get the feeling you're not just doing this for this show. You feel that excited about the Word of God.
Oh, I love the Word of God. It's my passion. I just want to eat it up because to me, it's so important to our lives today. It's more than history. It's alive because it tells us how we need to and what we need to do right now.
What kind of people from your studies in Jeremiah and other books of the Bible is God looking for right now? Because if there's ever been a time to be right with God, now is the acceptable time.
Oh, for sure. God is looking for a humble people, and he's looking for people that want to obey him from the heart. It can't be just an obedience out of fear. God is looking for people who want to magnify the laws. We live in a period of lawlessness. And so God is looking for people who want to magnify his laws, make it honorable again. Just like Washington's laws are different than the North Carolina's laws. Well, laws tell you a lot about the lawmaker. And so for me, when I look at God's laws, I try to look at the reason behind what the heart is of the person who gave the laws. I don't see it as legalism. Those guys, it's like, what do I have to do to be saved? I got to do this law or that law. No, I feel like a little kid that just wants to do to make dad happy.
Okay. Is there something in Jeremiah that explains the coronavirus? Next.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Well, because history repeats itself, because the Bible prophecies, most people miss this, we are told that the prophecies repeat themselves. That's where a lot of teachers get messed up. They say, oh, that already happened, but it's gonna happen again. So there are revelations right now, like today's newspaper from the prophet Jeremiah.
Yes, one of the interesting things that I find is in Jeremiah 12, where Jeremiah is whining. But it's like so many of us today, he asks God, why do the wicked prosper? It's not fair. Why do you allow them to take root and produce fruit? And so God says to Jeremiah, look, if the running with the footmen have wearied you, what are you going to do when it's time to run with the horses? And so in the book of Jeremiah that I wrote on Decoding Jeremiah, I teach people how to run with the horses because people of faith are runners. Abraham ran, Isaac ran, Rebecca ran, Elijah outran horses. And so when it comes to one of the things that are happening today is the coronavirus.
Right.
And people are asking if I think this is the judgment of God. Well, you know what? I don't think so. here's how I look at it. If God tells you, don't put your hand in the blender when it's running, it'll cut off your fingers. And then we go and put our hand in the blender. We can't say that was God's fault. God's judging me. It's because we weren't obeying. Well, it's the same thing. We're bringing judgment upon ourselves. As a matter of fact, in Jeremiah, God says your own wickedness will correct you. And I think what is happening in the world today is reacting to all of the lawlessness that's happening. It's not that God's judging us as much as the lawlessness is correcting us. And when I think of what happened with the coronavirus, here's what I think. I think we have to love what God loves and hate what God hates. And in Proverbs 6, it mentions seven things that God hates that are an abomination. Guess what? The first one is a proud look. Well, my goodness, that was the problem in Jeremiah's day, was pride. Look what's happening in our day. God is taking, just like he took all the idols down in Egypt, he's taking the idols down, the entertainment idols, the sport idols, all of these idols that we have been trusting in, he's taking them down. And in Jeremiah, he tells the king and queen to humble themselves. Well, that's what's happening, full of pride. The other thing that God hates, it says, the second thing after a proud look is a lying tongue. Look at all the fake news, full of fake news. And that's what was happening in Jeremiah's day. The prophets were all prophesying lies, giving fake news. And the third thing, the last thing I'll mention, is hands that shed innocent blood. Look at all the innocent blood that's being shed. Back then, they were offering children to Molech. Well, today we have the abortion issue. So everything is parallel, which is why the nation of Israel is experiencing what it is in Jeremiah's day and what we're experiencing today.
Now, you say, going back to coronavirus, that you call it a trial run.
I really think that just like the horses of Revelation are coming, okay, I believe what we're experiencing right now is a trial run because God wants us to make sure we're spiritually fit. Can we run with the spiritual horses when they come? So I really believe that what we're going through right now is preparing us for harder times so that we know where we need to get fit spiritually. The other thing said about the coronavirus that is totally amazing to me is this is the first time in 3,500 years that on the very same day that God had all of Israel on the lockdown, in quarantine, within their houses, all of Israel was also in quarantine, as well as the rest of the world. Like, God was getting all of Israel to finally keep the Passover correctly. And that is amazing to me that that is the first time that has happened in 3,500 years, which is why this year is so important.
And that's kind of interesting because in the Word, it says you have to remain in your house on Passover. This was the first time in 3,500 years they were locked into their house. They had to remain in their house. Has to be very prophetic.
And it was the same day. It was on the same day of the week as well.
You teach about how to have peace in the midst of chaos, that we're not alone. There are a lot of people that are watching us right now that feel alone, isolated.
Totally.
Talk to them. Talk
sure.
to them for a while.
One of the most important things that we can learn from the prophet Jeremiah is we decode Jeremiah when we compare it to what was going on with Ezekiel and Daniel. Do you know the very same time that the three Hebrew children were thrown into the fiery furnace over in Babylon, here the Lord appeared in the midst of that chaos. Back in Jerusalem, it was at the same time King Jehoiakim was cutting the word of the Lord into three pieces and threw it in the fire. Just as the word of the Lord was thrown into the fire in Jerusalem.
Excuse me, that was the three Jewish
Hebrew children.
Children were in the fire. Remember in Daniel? Go ahead.
Yes, in Daniel, the first few chapters, 2 and 3, we see the three Hebrew children, because they didn't worship the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, they were thrown in the fiery furnace. But what you find out, the same time in Jerusalem, The Baruch, Jeremiah's scribe, wanted to warn Israel and Jehoiakim not to do what they're doing. And he cuts up the word of the Lord into three or four pieces and throws it in the fire in Jerusalem. The very same time the word of the Lord is thrown in the fire in Jerusalem, the word of the Lord appears in the fire in Babylon with the three Hebrew children. Well, you need to know, just like the three Hebrew children, when you're in the midst of the fire that you're going through and feeling all alone and under stress, know that the Lord is with you.
And when he talks about not alone, the Lord is even more than with you. If you are born from above, the Lord is in you. You are never alone. Now, there's some people that don't know if they really have their sins forgiven, if Jesus really lives inside of them, if they really have had an experience with God. And there's some that have never done this. I want you to repeat this prayer. Just repeat the words that I say out loud as if I'm right in the room you're watching me right now. Because it doesn't matter that I'm not there. God is there. And he's all that matters. And if there's ever been a time, it's now. Repeat after me. Dear God, out loud, dear God, I'm a sinner. Against you and you alone have I sinned. And I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus washes away every bad thing I've ever done. And you have no memory, oh God, anymore. It doesn't exist. According to your word, I'm clean. And now that I'm clean, Jesus, I invite you to come inside of me. Never leave me or forsake me. Give me the peace that passes human understanding. I make you not just my Savior, but my Lord. Amen.
Call now and get this brand new revelatory book, Decoding the Prophet Jeremiah, by Mark Biltz, and his exclusive three-part audio CD series, Seven Revelations for This Generation, plus his bonus audio CD teaching, Insights to Revelations, an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9706. You'll receive this brand new revelatory book, Decoding the Prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah was an Old Testament prophetic voice, but he still speaks to our day. He was alone, in isolation, and living in a time of chaos, much like we're experiencing in our world today. You will discover that the warnings from God in Jeremiah's day are for our generation as well. Even when you feel betrayed by everyone, there is still hope. God keeps his covenant, and he will never leave you or forsake you. This book is a clarion call to all believers. God is looking for warriors who are about advancing his kingdom by storming the gates of hell. You will also receive this three-part audio CD series, The Prophet, The Key, and Your Future, Seven Revelations for This Generation. This audio teaching covers God's purpose for the coronavirus, revelation references from the prophet Jeremiah, consequences for any Middle East peace process, chaos in Jeremiah's day parallels our day, societal norms that lead to the destruction of Jerusalem. Know that God is with you, even in the fire. Plus, you'll receive his bonus teaching, Insights to Revelations. Mark Biltz shares amazing insights to help you understand the book of Revelation and what the future holds for you and your loved ones. Mark prays for you at the end of this teaching to become the mature bride that Jesus is returning for. He prays for an impartation of great hope to come upon you. Don't miss out on getting this brand new revelatory book, Decoding the Prophet Jeremiah, by Mark Biltz, and his exclusive three-part audio CD series, Seven Revelations for This Generation, plus his bonus audio CD teaching, Insights to Revelation, an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9706. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39. 239-222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9706 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.